Well, a long time ago, I was a music student. You wouldn't necessarily know that now, but I was, actually. I had serious intentions, and I thought I was going to be composing for, you know, large jazz ensembles, and studied that. And I studied it in Boston for a couple of years. Did you guys hear that? He said, and you decided to keep it all for yourself. That's the kind of prick I am. I may not be able to sing now. Okay, so he's going to stop talking now, so it's going to be all right. And it was the mid-60s, and it was the Vietnam period, and... is that because you were there or you weren't there? Like, what are we celebrating here? well, anyway... I got offered a summer job. I lasted, almost 2 years at music school, but and in between the two school seasons, of course, there was a summer. And I got offered a job, which I came very close to accepting for a minute. And the job was with a guy that came back from Vietnam, and he was a friend of a dorm mate of mine. And he had a plan, and his plan was to go down to Central America and spend the summer running guns to Cuba, which he said would be a very lucrative enterprise. And for some reason, he wanted me to join him in this. And I thought, wow, you know, well, it's... Beats playing in these crappy clubs in Chelsea, and you know, a crappy jug band that I'm in, and you know, various other possibilities for the summer. I was 18 years old, and I didn't have a very well-developed sense of the moral implications of things like that. So I gave it some thought, but until I realized that. My job would consist of getting between this guy and people that were trying to kill him. I felt under qualified for that job, and I felt further that anybody who thought that I was qualified for that job was someone I would not want to be near when that stuff started happening. So I declined, and here we are. Here we all are as a result. You know, choices, huh? And so. I tell you this story because the person in question plays a very tiny part in the song I'm about to do. This is,